Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Andrew Mack, M-A-A-K. I'm sorry, M-A-A-C-K. Address is 17055 Snively Road, Cottonwood, California, 96002. Phone 831-801-0432. ID is XXX6423. Date of birth 10/11/1979. 42-year-old male. Highway Patrol Commercial Vehicle Inspection Specialist. His insurance is Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS Red Bluff. Referral is Scott Aarons. You can make this the addressee. It's Scott Aarons, A-R-O-N-S, chiropractic. Dear Scott Aarons and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Andrew Mack for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Andrew was seen after he called her his office looking for a neurologist to help him with his current clinical symptoms. New paragraph. He clearly describes the onset of Lhermitte-type phenomenon with transient paresthesias and motor weakness with sideways head movement, typically to the right. New paragraph. Recently, he, after inquiring about his problem, he obtained a soft cervical collar, which he is now using, restricting his head movement and reducing the recurrence of his incapacitating symptoms. New paragraph, he gave a comorbid history of headaches associated with his neck symptoms that are of a migraineous nature. New paragraph, he did not have migraines or neck symptoms or ataxia or lower extremity motor weakness or transient symptoms before this occurred several weeks ago. New paragraph, he denied having a significant past medical history. Subparagraph, he did have a previous car accident with whiplash injury from rear-end collision years ago. New paragraph. Current medications, multivitamin, vitamin B12, vitamin D3, zinc 50 milligrams. Past medical history, history of hypertension. New paragraph. Allergies and sensitivities, none reported. New paragraph. Systematic review of symptoms. General, he gives a history of chills, depression, dizziness, forgetfulness, headaches, reduced sleep, nervousness, numbness, and sweats. EENT, he has history of blurred vision, at times difficulty swallowing, transient episodes of dizziness, earaches, headaches, reduced hearing, tinnitus, and reduced vision. New paragraph, endocrinos, he has a history of increased sensitivity to cold. Respiratory, he reports at times some difficulty breathing. Cardiovascular, he has a history of chest pain, difficulty walking two blocks. Hypertension, dyspnea on exertion or lying down, irregular heartbeat, tachycardia, arousals at night with a sense of smothering. Gastrointestinal, he reports reduced appetite, bloating. Change in bowel habits, constipation, food sticking in his throat, diarrhea, excessive hunger, excessive thirst, heartburn and indigestion, nausea, painful bowel movements, stomach pain. Respiratory, difficulty breathing. I've said that already, sorry. Genitourinary, frequent urination, dysuria, reduced bladder control. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal, he reports difficulty walking. Symptoms of claudication improve with rest. Neuromuscular skeletal weakness, new paragraph. Male genitourinary, he stands 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighs 220 pounds. He describes dysuria, a burning discharge from his penis, reduced force of urination, a history of bladder and other genitourinary infection in the last 12 months, difficulty emptying his bladder completely, testicular pain and swelling. He's never had reportedly prostate or rectal examination. Hematological, he denies a history of anemia, blood disease, phlebitis. He denies difficulty with healing, excessive bleeding, or abnormal bruising. Mental health, he reports feelings of depression, problems with appetite, difficulty with his sleeping, panic when stressed. He denies suicidal ideation or gestures. He's seen a counselor. Stress is a problem for him. Neck, he reports stiffness. Neuropsychiatric, he has been referred to see a psychiatrist. He's had psychiatric care. He denies a history of convulsions. Fainting spells of paralysis. Personal safety. He reports that he lives alone. He denied frequent falls. He has vision or hearing problems. He has not completed advanced directive. He is interested in obtaining information to do so. New paragraph. He denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Sexual function. He is not currently sexually active. He does not describe a satisfactory sexual life. He denied a history of discomfort with intercourse. New paragraph. He denied exposures or risk factors for transmissible disease. Dermatological, he describes abnormal pigmentation. New paragraph, personal and family health history. He was born on October 11, 1979. He is 42 years old. Right-handed. New paragraph, family history. His father died at age 54 in an airplane accident. Mother is age 65 in good health. He denies the history of siblings, marital spouse, or children. New paragraph, family history is reported to be positive for hypertension. He did not indicate a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. Fucking page is missing. Okay. He denied a history of operations, hospitalizations, transfusions, or prolonged medical care. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems, general. He reports blurred vision, change in his sense of smell and taste, depressed nervousness, dizziness, fatigue, irritable insomnia, reduced concentration, lightheadedness, loss of appetite, disequilibrium, reduced hearing, loss of memory, numbness, tinnitus, stuttering and tingling. New paragraph, head. He reports headaches, neuralgia involving his forehead and cheeks. New paragraph, his headaches are intermittent on the sides of his head, typically above his eyes, of uncertain etiology. He obtains little relief with ibuprofen. He denied a history of spells or blackouts or similar family history. Neck. He reports neuralgia with a burning sensation in the cervical area, loss of grip strength in his hands, both, quote, it takes extra effort. He reports no myospasm, but describes numbness as his hands, leg, feet, and lips. New paragraph, pain is intermittent with head pressure, chest front between the shoulder blades, neck, so this is neck continued, he reports stiffness on the side of his throat, back of his neck, without swelling or paresthesias, upper back and arms. He describes neuralgia between his shoulder blades, numbness in his forearms and hands, intermittent pain, quote, rib pain electricity, aggravated by neck movement, improved with relaxation. He describes myospasm in the shoulder blade area, stiffness in the shoulders and trap area. He denied swelling, but reported paresthesias in the upper chest. Middle back. He describes neuralgia between and down his shoulder blades. He denied numbness. Reported intermittent pain. Dull soreness, aggravated by movement, doing dishes, relieved by stretching. He denied myospasm, stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. New paragraph. Lower back, he describes burning on both sides of his spine. He denied difficulty with intercourse. He reported buckling, giveaway, weakness at the knees, but denied myospasm. Numbness, describes intermittent pain. Both sides of his spine, aggravated by activity, twisting, bending, and standing, relieved by rest and stretching. New paragraph, he describes problems with urinating and moving his bowels. He denied stiffness and swelling. Paresthesias, but reported weakness in his legs. Shoulders, he denied neuralgia, but reported intermittent pain, dull aching, both sides, upper shoulders daily, 5/10, 1 to 10 scale, without radiation, without tingling, but associated with weakness. Elbows, he denied symptoms. Wrists, he reports numbness, relieved by massage, stretching, and ibuprofen. Without paresthesias or weakness. New paragraph. Ankles, he denied symptoms. Feet, he reported neuralgia and intermittent pain in the arches of his feet after sleep and while on his feet, located in the arch daily, 6/10, 1 to 10 scale, without radiation, associated with tingling, paresthesias, and a sense of weakness, improved with rest, ibuprofen, and massage. New paragraph. Neurological examination, mental status. Andrew Mack is a well-developed, well-nourished, right-handed adult male highway patrolman. That is a highway, that is a specialist in truck weighing, working for the California Highway Patrol. New paragraph. He reports developing these clinical symptoms over several months with not a rapid but a relatively progressively slow onset. He denied symptoms of rash or other comorbid problems, but gives a clear history of the development of positional neuralgia with paresthesias and Lhermitte's phenomenon with side movement of his neck that at times can improve his symptoms, but at times can be associated with precipitation of sudden jolts of neuromuscular weakness, increasing ataxia, and the weakness in his lower extremities, as well as headaches that by their nature suggests cervicogenic cephalgia. New paragraph. His clinical, cranial nerves 2 through 12 today are normal. No pupillary unusual reaction, full extraocular movements, no unusual sensation, hypesthesia, or motor weakness, tongue is in the midline, large airway, no clear motor weakness in the sternocleidomastoid or trapezius muscles. Auditory acuity is preserved. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes are symmetrically preserved at 1 to 2 in both the Achilles and the patellar and the upper extremities without hyperactive reflexes or evidence of spasticity. New paragraph. Testing for pathologic and primitive reflexes today was unremarkable. New paragraph. Sensory examination is intact to touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing shows normal, rapid, alternating, successive movements of fine motor speed. Finger tapping test. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers, upper and lower extremities, demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular rigidity or pendulosity. New paragraph, his ambulatory examination is fluid, non-ataxic, with preserved tandem heel and toe. New paragraph, Romberg's test, despite his complaints and symptoms, is unremarkable. New paragraph, visual fields are preserved to confrontation. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Andrew Mack presents with a constellation of symptoms suggesting degenerative cervical disease with possible spinal stenosis, myelopathy, and positional Lhermitte's phenomenon, suggesting cervical instability. Recommendations. We will obtain MR imaging of the brain and the cervical spine at MD imaging in Reading as quickly as possible for diagnostic evaluation. New paragraph. He has taken medication in the past that produced some blunting of his symptoms but provided no additional benefit. New paragraph. I'm not offering any further medication today as we monitor his findings and progress. New paragraph. I'm scheduling for follow-up after his imaging studies for further recommendations and consideration. New paragraph. Today we discuss possible further evaluation and care, including surgical referral for opinion should he have substantial degenerative cervical disease with stenosis. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. I respectfully, my professional signature.